welcome inside the Quicken Loans Studios right here at SB Nation Radio. Here we go. It is time to pull back the curtain. The college football season, it is underway, and I anticipate it's going to be a good one. A number of questions we're going to address tonight, so it is time to welcome in the senior writer from OU Insider and host of Total Sports, a dear friend of our show. That, of course, is James Hale, who has got you covered on our Game Day Central right here at the Big E Sports Show. Hey, James, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, good evening, E. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Boy, we've had the calendar mark, and we are looking so forward to the big game Saturday morning. Of course, Oklahoma is going to face Houston in this 2016 season opener at NRG Stadium. Give us your pregame perspective. How do you anticipate that this is going to play out?
Well, it's going to be a great game, E. I mean, you know, when you really think about it, I mean, you know, both teams are rated in the top 15 in the country. Both player teams have superstar quarterbacks. You know, both teams are really loaded. You know, I think Houston made a statement last year going 13-1, and Houston made a statement last year by beating Florida State in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. So,
yeah.
You know, Oklahoma had a great run last year with Baker Mayfield. Then they had good luck in the summer when Baker got the extra year back. So, you know, Baker's worked really hard. He's in the best shape of his life. He thinks he's improved as a quarterback. Ward thinks he has too. And so you got two great gunslingers. They go about it a little bit differently, but they're similar probably in more ways than you think. You know, Baker's not as good of a runner as Ward, but he can scramble. And let's face it, his running game has really made him what it is. He keeps plays alive. Ward runs, to me, to make yardage as much as he does to keep plays alive. And so there's a little bit of a difference there. Baker would throw it if he could. I think Ward would just as soon run it as throw it. But Ward throws pretty well, and, you know, he's had a summer to get better at that. And, you know, this is a statement game for Houston. Oklahoma is one of the, you know, blue bloods of college football. You beat Oklahoma, especially when Oklahoma thinks they're good and everybody else thinks they're pretty good. That's a statement game for you. For Oklahoma, it's an incredibly tough road game. And Oklahoma, if they win this game, then step one towards what they hope is another opportunity to get into the Final Four. Oklahoma's schedule is brutal in the first five games with Houston here in Houston. And then you've got ULM at home, mm-hmm. and that will be the game that unveils their new closed-in stadium. It's not a new stadium, but the closed-in is with new suites and a brand-new scoreboard and everything. And then they'll really christen that thing when, you know, Ohio State rolls in for one of the epic games in college football this year. But Oklahoma's not looking past Houston. I don't mean to bring up Ohio State to indicate that they are. In fact, Houston's had their full attention. They have been working on Houston for a long time now. In fact, Coach Stoops says they have basically cut up every game that Houston played last year. Most of the time, you look at two or three games of a team to kind of get an idea how they're really rolling. Well, Oklahoma took the time to cut up every one of their games. And so when they analyzed what Houston is doing, as Mike said, we know every formation, we know every substitution, we know how a guy wears his hat. I mean, you know, they got it all. So that's more preparation for a team than I can remember. And maybe they've done it that way before, but maybe it just wasn't explained to us that way. But I can tell you point blank that Houston's not going to have the advantage of Oklahoma overlooking them.
The senior writer with OU Insider and host of Total Sports from 11 to 2 Central Time on KREF in Norman, Oklahoma, James Hale, is back with us. Great way to kick off our show tonight, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we get set and ready for OU Houston tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Is this a good thing to have such an early kickoff? What do you think, James?
Oklahoma loves it. If you ask Bob Stoops, he would play at 11 o'clock every game. You know, he feels like that's the best way to get his team focused. You get in, you have a team meal, you have meetings, you get up in the morning, you have another meeting, you go to the stadium, you play the game, you leave. And again, the guys get their Saturday nights and, you know, and everything's cool. So, you know, is it a good thing? I don't know. There's a lot of games on tonight. And what this means is this is one of the best games, though, because it's 12 o'clock Eastern time, right? I mean, you know as much about television as I do. It's 12 o'clock back east, and that means that that's one of their best games. This is when they say more people are watching college football than just about any time. So if you look at it from that standpoint, then it's cool. And Oklahoma rolls with it. They play a lot of games at 11 o'clock because they're always in demand, and usually Oklahoma plays pretty well at 11 o'clock.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier we're talking about Houston's dynamic quarterback star in Greg Ward Jr. How will the Oklahoma defense contain him?
By playing 15 guys and trying to get 16 or 17 out there. I don't know. You know, it's nobody stopped him. And this is not this is the kind of offense that Oklahoma, and of course, Oklahoma, Mike Stoops and everybody points out to me, James, nobody stops these guys. I mean, these kind of players are dynamic. And I know Manziel had a great day against them, but he had a great day against everybody, right?
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
right.
You know, so, you know, running quarterbacks have always been kind of the bugaboo of the OU defense. They don't spy on a quarterback. They believe in playing your lanes, playing disciplined defense, and playing fundamental defense. And they hope their team speed allows them to swarm around him, where if he makes one guy miss, he can't make the second and third guy miss or the fourth guy miss. And Oklahoma helps to have that many guys around him. The key thing is when you're rushing, how do you rush aggressively and yet don't lose containment so he can get around you? And even if you have containment, do you have him contained?
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's great. That's why he is super. That's why he's got a chance to win the Heisman Trophy. This is what makes football fun, in that you're playing an elite player that, you know, that's so good that somehow you got to check him. And even if he gets 200 yards total offense, if that's 150 yards below his day, you've done a pretty good job of stopping him. So, I mean, his stats are off the charts, and the way he plays the game, his speed. Now, a couple of variables here are important for Oklahoma. Kyler Murray is the scout team quarterback for OU. All the folks in Texas know about Kyler, mm-hmm. one of the prolific high school quarterbacks of all time. He even started some games at Texas A&M his freshman year. Well, he transferred to OU, so he's ineligible this year. But he's the same kind of cat. I mean, they're the same kind of guy. And so when he's duplicating Ward at practice, OU's getting a real good look at what Ward's going to be doing. And that will help them against JT Barrett and Ohio State, too. So
on the 17th.
That's a good thing for Oklahoma this year.
Hey, James Hale, you're listening to his voice right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. James, connect with our audience nationally. Where can they check you out?
OUinsider.com. That's part of the 247 Network, Sports Talk 1400. You know, .com as well. You can listen to me 11 to 2 every day as I do a radio show. And but check out OUinsider.com. It's always a great place to find where I'm at.
Okay, so James, give us the pulse on the Sooners in terms of what did you learn from training camp?
Here's a couple of things. Samaje Perine's healthy. I didn't know if he was going to be or not. That was a delicate surgery they did on his ankle,
okay.
And he's 100%. Joe Mixon got better. And that's hard to believe, but you've got to remember, when he was suspended for a year, he wasn't doing football activities. Last year, you saw a lot about what he's all about. He's going to be a better player this year. The offensive line will be more athletic. And I also, you know, learned that they have some pretty good talent at outside linebacker. They lost 3 out of 4 guys last year, E, so that's the concern going in. But Capri Doucette out of Lackawanna Community College. Say that 100 times or 10 times straight. And then Emmanuel Beal, another guy that's playing inside. Both those guys are really talented, athletic people. So actually the athleticism at the position is probably improved, with Oboe starting at one spot. And you still have Jordan Evans, the senior, at one inside spot. Tay Evans out of Allen, Texas, is going to be getting his first start as an inside backer. Now, he is 6'2", 242. He ran a 4.52 40 the other day.
Wow.
Now, that's an athlete for you right there. Jordan Evans ran 4.54. So Oklahoma's fast at linebacker, and that's what I was talking about earlier, trying to contain Ward. They'll use a lot of speed. So also, OU's real confident. They believe in themselves. They think they're pretty good. They last year taught them a lesson against Clemson. They had to be more physical. That was the mantra through the offseason, and it looks like to me they are. We'll find out. I mean, you know, Charles Walker last year at 296, he's 304 this year. Romars at 299, he played at 291 last year. He's a defensive lineman I'm talking about. Matt Diamond, he put up 15 pounds. He's at 292 pounds. I kidded him when I saw him the other day. I said, hey, I'm remembering you were skinny. And he goes, now I'm fat. And I said, I'm a better player. And I said, okay, great. You know, how many people would say that? Hey, I'm better when I'm fat, you know? So, you know, but this team is pretty confident. They had a great offseason. And when they heard that Mayfield was going to get another year, that was like a guy hearing that Miss America is going out for a second date. I mean, they went, hey, that's great. And they thought that was really fantastic. And it's kind of made the summer really a great summer for them in the training camp, too.
Yeah. Hey, the big game, it is here in Houston. Oklahoma is going to face Houston in the 2016 season opener at NRG Stadium. James Hale, he's already here. He's ready for, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. Thanks, James.
I look forward to it, E. Thanks.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number one at SB Nation Radio.